Let's go now to a very different educational setting, a daycare center in Erie, Pennsylvania. This one, though, is a place where the kids get a chance to hear children's songs from all over the globe. That's in thanks in part to refugees who settled in Erie. Erica Barris has our story.
Marta Sam is surrounded by really energetic four-year-olds. She's at St. Martin's Daycare in Erie, guiding the kids as they sing and dance. Marta sings in Arabic, then English, then a Congolese song, and then to monkeys jumping on the bed. The kids follow her cues, they scream sing, they dance, they call out their favorite songs. Marta is used to this.
When they see me in the classroom, they say, Miss Marta, can we do this? Miss Marta, can we sing this? Miss Marta, can we jump? Yeah, I will jump with them, get silly like them, you know. Working with the kids, you just get down in their level and, you know, do mess with them. Yeah.
Marta is from South Sudan. 13 years ago, she came to Erie as part of the first wave of thousands of refugees who've resettled in this small Rust Belt city. Marta works here because of a program dreamed up by Kelly Armour, a folklorist and educator at the Erie Art Museum. Kelly's from Erie, but had spent time studying traditional song in Kenya and Tanzania. When she noticed refugees resettling in Erie, she had an idea.
Wow, could it be that there are refugee women that would love to work with small children? And could it be that they know lots of songs and they know how to use songs with kids?
It turned out they did. And in some cases, for women like Victoria Angelo, who's also from South Sudan, the songs were all she brought to the U.S.
I was not able to bring anything, no dishes. I just ran with my kids without even clothing. What I actually brought with me was the songs.
But in some ways, the songs represented everything.
Simba la 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 la, Simba la 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 la, Simba la la, Simba la la, Simba, Simba, Simbo.
It's just expressing our feelings, our happiness, our sadness, the war going on, expressing the season when there is heavy rain, when there is drought.
Kelly Armour, the folklorist, followed through on her hunch. She got funding to train women like Victoria so they could get jobs in childcare. Then, just as she did in Africa, she collected and translated their songs. The program, combining job training and musical tradition, has been so successful, the museum's released a CD.
There's one song from Africa, from the Acholi people, which is a song that you use when a child begins to toddle. It is a way to call the child to toddle to you, and then you sing to that child to turn around, and then somebody else sings to that child.
Kelly's archived nearly 100 songs from almost as many countries and cultures. There are songs about everything. Here's a Nepali song about climbing mango trees at recess to pick ripe fruit.
Hera hera satio apakeza antipika.
But at the end of the song, the bell rings and you don't get the mango. And I think of that as kind of, well, there you go. There's an eternal truth. Recess will never be long enough. And sometimes you don't get time to eat that mango.
And then there are songs that just get you through the day with toddlers. Victoria's changing diapers at the daycare. She's been here long enough that nowadays she doesn't just sing the songs of her native land. For the World, Erica Barris in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Check out some more of those children's songs at PRI.org.